From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. The City of Columbia plans to complete two buffer and wetlands projects along two sections of Hinkson Creek. The Columbia Missourian reports projects are planned for the land along the creek near the city landfill and by where Hinkson meets Perch Creek near Brushwood Lake. They would enhance wildlife habitats and improve water quality by retaining storm and flood water and filtering sediment and nutrients from storm runoff before it enters the creek. Combined, the two projects would restore about 110 acres and cost about $400,000. The city could finance the work through the sale of stream and wetlands credits the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers would grant for doing the projects. It could take up to 2 years to complete the work. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons says emergency responders and rescuers helped prevent an even worse tragedy after a duck boat capsized and killed 17 people. More than half of the passengers on a Ride the Duck boat died when it capsized during stormy weather last night on Table Rock Lake near Branson, Missouri. A spokesperson for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said the agency has no authority to keep people or boats off its lakes even when bad weather approaches. Corps of Engineers spokeswoman Lori Driver said storms tend to blow up quickly in the region of southwest Missouri, but the agency must rely on people making their own judgments when it comes to safety. Missouri House Minority Leader Gail McCann Beatty is resigning effective Sunday. The Kansas City Democrat gave her resignation letter to Governor Mike Parson today. She's stepping down before her final term would have ended so that she can start a new job Monday as head of Jackson County's Assessment Department. Assistant Minority Floor Leader Gina Mitten will assume Beatty's duties during the September veto session. Beatty was first elected in 2010 and rose through the ranks to eventually head the party, challenging a Republican supermajority in the Missouri House. She says the state still needs to pass ethics reform legislation and expand Medicaid, and expressed hope for Democratic gains during this year's elections. She also said she is open to running for office again. A staff shortage is forcing the Columbia Solid Waste Utility to focus on collecting curbside trash first and recycling second, beginning today. The Columbia Missourian also reports the household hazardous waste collection, scheduled for tomorrow, has been canceled. The Solid Waste Utility is experiencing a variety of staff shortages, according to a city news release. The staffing agency that was providing it with temporary employees told the city it could no longer do so last night. If your recycling isn't collected today, you should secure it and leave it to be picked up tomorrow. The staffing shortages might stretch into next week. Residents should continue to place their trash and recycling curbside on their scheduled pickup days. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.